Good morning. It's Monday, November 16th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. The South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control yesterday announced 1,617 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 9 additional confirmed deaths. Of the total number of individual test results reported to DHEC statewide, 15.4% were positive. There are currently 69 mobile testing events scheduled across the state, with 216 permanent testing sites available. Testing locations can be found on the South Carolina DHEC website. The University of South Carolina yesterday announced that Will Muschamp has been relieved of his duties as head football coach. It's the second time he's been let go from a Southeastern Conference program mid-season. Athletic Director Ray Tanner said that first-year offensive coordinator Mike Bobo will serve as interim head coach until a replacement for Muschamp is named. Authorities say a car driving the wrong way on Interstate 385 in Lawrence County caused a wreck that killed 5 people. State troopers say all 5 individuals in the 2 cars were trapped in the wreckage early Sunday morning and had to be cut from the crumpled metal. Investigators say 4 of the injured died at the scene and a 5th person died at the hospital. Troopers say the wreck happened when a 2014 Kia heading the wrong way in the southbound lanes of I-385 near Lawrence and hit a 2020 Hyundai head-on. The names of the people killed were not immediately released. A couple of towns in the PD region have elected new mayors that are making history. Robert Woodbury of Mullins will be the first ever black mayor for the town of 4600, once known as South Carolina's tobacco capital. And Teresa Myers Irvin of Florence is the first black woman to lead the town. 3 models of a bunk bed sold online through Amazon, Walmart, Wayfair, Overstock, and Zinus.com are being recalled due to faulty welding. The welds on the Zinus bunk bed that secure the upper bunk can come apart, causing the upper bunk to collapse, posing fall and injury hazards. The recalled bed was sold online between December 2016 and January 2020. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says consumers should immediately stop using the recalled upper bunk and contact Zinus to receive a free repair kit or a full refund. So far, Zinus has received 13 reports of the bed welds coming apart, including 3 reports of multiple welds simultaneously failing. The recall affects around 26,000 units. Owners of a 22-acre property in a South Carolina fishing village have agreed to let it be used as part of a strategy to maintain water quality around the Cape Romaine National Wildlife Refuge. The plot is in McClellanville. It's known as Taylor's Farm. The property has been placed under a conservation easement handled by a nonprofit called the Low Country Land Trust. The nonprofit CEO says it's working to preserve land near Cape Romaine and nearby Francis Marion National Forest. Columbia native Dustin Johnson capped off a one-of-a-kind Masters with a performance never seen at Augusta National. He shook off a slow start and blew away the field to win his first green jacket. Johnson's 5-shot victory was the largest at the Masters since Tiger Woods won by 12 in 1997. Johnson finished at 20 under 268 to break the Masters scoring record by 2 shots. Hurricane Iota reached Category 4 strength in the Western Caribbean this morning. It's now the 2nd major hurricane to form in the Atlantic Basin this November, the only time that's occurred in the historical record. More from meteorologist Ray Hawthorne.
Iota is on track to make landfall in Nicaragua late tonight or early Tuesday morning. A large ridge of high pressure over the Gulf of Mexico will prevent the storm from turning toward the U.S., but it will have devastating effects on Nicaragua and Honduras this week before it dissipates.
The National Hurricane Center says yet another area of disturbed weather could develop in the Caribbean late this week. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. A quick programming note for our listeners in Greenville. Beginning today, WEPR-FM will be undergoing maintenance to its broadcast tower and will be periodically off the air this week. Streaming at SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org, the SCETV app, or on your smart speaker will not be affected. You've been listening to South Carolina Public Radio. .org